Chorophobia, the fear of clowns, was officially recognised in the Oxford English Dictionary in 2020, though its origins can be traced back to the late 1990s. The term is believed to originate from the ancient Greek word koulbatron, which means stilts. The term FOMO, an acronym for fear of missing out, was coined in 2004 to describe the anxiety people feel about missing opportunities or experiences. Gymnophobia, the fear of nudity or being seen naked, originates from the ancient Greek word gymnos, meaning naked. This root word also gives rise to gym, referring to a place of exercise, as the ancient Greeks commonly trained in the nude. This episode delves into etymology of an eclectic mix of phobias. Etymology is the study of the origins of words. I'm Leon, and this is Etymolion, Word History. Let's start by exploring the etymology of the term phobia and other fear-related words. In the realm of medical terminology, ancient Greek and Latin have significantly influenced the vocabulary surrounding conditions and disorders, including phobias. The word phobia itself originates from the ancient Greek word phobos, which initially meant to flee in panic, but evolved to represent fear. The fear of fear itself is termed phobophobia. Moving on to the word fear, it traces back to Old English, the language spoken in England between the 5th and 12th centuries. Fear stemmed from the word fair, which signified danger, sharing roots with the Dutch word gevaar and the German gefahr, both meaning danger. Over time, fear evolved during the Middle English period, the 12th to 15th centuries, to denote the emotion caused by the threat of danger, as it does today. The word fright, also originating from Old English, first existed in the form of fruto. The term afraid has French origins, tracing back to effrayed, meaning to scare or frighten. This old French word also yields the word effray, relating to causing a disturbance by fighting in public. Lastly, the word scare finds its roots in the Old Norse skira, meaning to frighten. Spiders, heights, and dentists are among the common fears that instill dread in many individuals. The fear of eight-legged creatures is arachnophobia, a term coined in the 1920s. Its first element, arachne, is derived from the French arachnida, which itself originates from the ancient Greek arani, meaning spider. An aversion to heights is known as acrophobia, a term coined in the late 19th century. Its first element, acro, traces back to the ancient Greek akros, meaning peak or uppermost or tip. That root, akros, also serves as the root for the acro in the word acrobat. Individuals who are reluctant to visit the dentist may be described as having dentophobia, a term formed from the Latin dens, meaning tooth. Clowns, snakes, and even darkness can be scary too. The fear of clowns is known as chorophobia. While it entered the Oxford English Dictionary in 2020, its earliest recorded citations date back to the late 1990s. The term's etymology is believed to originate from the ancient Greek word koulbatron, meaning stilt, a reference to clowns walking on these elevated platforms. Ophidiophobia refers to the fear of snakes, derived from the ancient Greek ovis meaning snake. The Greek word for a snake is phoebe, also stemming from this same root. Additionally, darkness and nighttime can evoke fear, a condition termed nyctophobia, derived from the ancient Greek nux, meaning night. The fear of certain environments is a common experience for many. The term claustrophobia, associated with the fear of confined spaces, was coined in 1879 by French psychiatrist Benjamin Ball in writings published in the British Medical Journal. Drawing from Latin roots, Ball derived the term from claudere, meaning to shut or close. This Latin word also influenced the evolution of the word close. While close has Old English origins in the word clusan, meaning to shut, its meaning was further shaped by the Old French clos, referring to a confined area, which ultimately derived from that Latin claudere. Agoraphobia, the fear of open or public spaces, emerged as a term in the late 19th century. In ancient Greek, the agora denoted public spaces used for meetings and markets, serving as the inspiration for the term. The workplace environment can indeed be a breeding ground for anxieties that may escalate into debilitating phobias. The fear of failing, known as atychophobia, derives from the ancient Greek term atyches, meaning unfortunate or unlucky. The ancient Greek word skopeo, meaning to look at or examine, serves as the root for scopophobia, which describes the fear of being observed or stared at. This root word, skopio, is also evident in other English terms like telescope, microscope, and endoscope, all tools utilized for observation or examination. Individuals who harbor an intense fear of speaking in public settings may grapple with glossophobia. This term stems from the ancient Greek glossa, signifying the tongue or language. This root can be most commonly recognized in the word glossary, which is a compilation of terms and their meanings. Telenophobia, telephobia, or phone phobia pertains to the reluctance or fear of engaging in telephone conversations. The prefix tele originates from ancient Greek, denoting a distance away, while phone hails from phoné, meaning sound or voice. Nomophobia is the fear of being without one's mobile phone, a term coined in 2008. This phobia gained prominence when a survey by the UK Post Office revealed that 53% of respondents experienced anxiety when facing situations such as running out of phone battery, credit, or network coverage. FOMO, the fear of missing out, was coined in 2004 by American venture capitalist Patrick James McGuinness in an article in a Harvard Business School magazine. This term encapsulates the anxiety or unease individuals feel when they perceive that others are experiencing enjoyable activities or opportunities from which they are excluded. The realm of hygiene harbours its own phobias. Misophobia encompasses the fear of germs, while ablutophobia pertains to the fear of washing oneself. Misophobia derives from the ancient Greek misos, signifying uncleanliness. Ablutophobia finds its origins in the Latin abluo, meaning to wash. This Latin term also serves as the root for the word ablution, a less common English word referring to washing. Its plural form, ablutions, can denote washing places, particularly in army slang. Misophobia and ablutophobia are not the only bodily related fears. Pogonophobia, stemming from the ancient Greek pogon meaning beard, characterizes the fear of beards. Gymnophobia, despite its name, does not denote a fear of exercise. Instead, it pertains to the fear of being seen in the nude or witnessing others in a state of undress. The first element of gymnophobia traces back to the ancient Greek gymnos, meaning naked. The reason why the word gym, a shortened form of gymnasium, is linked to a term meaning naked is due to the fact that in ancient Greek culture, individuals trained in the nude. Cybophobia, enophobia, and lipophobia encompass fears related to food and drink. Cybophobia specifically pertains to the fear of certain foods, leading individuals with this disorder to avoid either specific types of food or entire categories. The term cybo originates from the Latin cibus, meaning food, although further etymology of this word is unclear. Enophobia describes the fear of wine, deriving from the ancient Greek enos, which translates to wine. And lipophobia involves a fear of dietary fat, with the prefix lipo originating from the ancient Greek lipos, referring to animal fat. This root also appears in liposuction, a medical procedure aimed at removing excess body fat. Long words, or those who frequently use them, can be described as sesquipedalian, and the fear of such verbosity is known as sesquipedalophobia. Sesquipedalian roughly translates from Latin to mean a foot and a half long. Breaking down its elements, sesqui means one and a half, derived from the Latin semi meaning half and quo meaning and. The ped element is derived from the Latin word for foot, pes. You'll recognize it in words like pedestrian, referring to a person traveling on foot, and pedicure, which is a cosmetic treatment of the feet. Sometimes sesquipedalophobia is referred to in an even longer form, hippopotomonstrosesquipedaliophobia, which also means the fear of long words. However, this form is considered fictional. The hippopoto and monstro elements are thought to be added for intensity. Hippopoto comes from the word hippopotamus, and monstro is derived from the root of the word monster, both words conveying enormity. Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, give it a rating or review. I hope this episode has inspired you to look up the history of words. Remember, language, history, etymology, and pronunciations can be complex and elusive. Keep in mind that perspectives may vary on the origins of words. Catch up on previous episodes and follow the podcast for more.